Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome to the show. I'm Johnny Reinhart. Got Something to Say, brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you, and I'm very excited to be talking about National Fire Prevention Month. We've got a great team of people joining me today. We got Bob Rogers from CERPRO of Berrien County, Gary Cableman from the Berrien County Firefighters Association, and Stacy Martin from Honor Credit Union. Bob, I want to talk to you first because CERPRO has been partnering and doing this for a number of years now, and it's about a lot of great things to not only raise awareness of fire prevention, but some other great things as well. So how long have you guys been doing this?
We've run this program for 16 years, and it's designed to get smoke alarms into homes for people that are in need of those. Maybe they can't afford them. They just need some. And so this program has run very successfully all these years, and we just topped a total of 14,000 fire alarms. Wow. That have been donated to the program to all the fire departments.
That's great. And I mean, CERPRO, Berrien County, for people that don't know, you guys are the aftermath of something horrible that happens with a fire, whether to a home or a business. And at CERPRO, you don't want to see that happen. So the prevention is a very important thing.
Exactly, because fires are the worst. We clean up a lot of things, fire, water, mold, but yeah, Fire damage is the absolute worst thing. It's very traumatic for people. So it's all about prevention or getting out so quickly with these fire alarms. Mm-hmm. And then the fire department can put the fire out and save as much of your home as possible. So that's what we're trying to do, and we've been accomplishing that over the years.
Absolutely. And Jerry, some of the figures and the facts are staggering to see just the amount of people that either don't have working fire alarms or smoke detectors or carbon monoxide detectors. But there's a lot of other things that we should be thinking about during this month for National Fire Prevention Month, right?
Yes, there is. And one of my key things that I like to focus on is kitchen fire. Kitchen fire is probably, it's the largest cause of fires in the United States. Each year from 2016 to 2018, there was an average of about 190,000 kitchen fires in the United States each year, which resulted in about 170 deaths each year, 3,300 injuries, and property loss close to $500 million.
Wow.
And kitchen fires can be prevented very easily. And I have a pet peeve that people need to understand how to put a kitchen fire out, because you can do it quickly. Let's say you're frying bacon on the stove and mm-hmm. it catches fire. What do? Do not grab a fire extinguisher. Do not pick up the pan. Do not throw water on it. Do not put baking soda on it. Do not move that pan towards the kitchen sink. You'll catch the curtains on fire and have a huge fire. Best thing to do whenever you're cooking with grease at all is to have a cover. Mm-hmm. It can be a cookie sheet. It can be a cover. It has to be larger than the pan you're using, so it will cover the whole pan. Keep it about 4 feet away from your fire or your kitchen cooking. Let's call it that, not fire yet.
Right.
If it does catch fire, you can grab the pan without having to reach down underneath and grab it out of a cupboard and catch your hair on fire or whatever. You can grab that cover and put it on, and 10 seconds later, take it off and continue cooking. The important thing here is to have it out and ready. Keep it about 4 feet away so you don't splatter it with grease and have to wash it when you don't need it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you'll have to wash it if you do need it, but keep it handy as you can. And that instantly the fire is out. The food is not damaged. You haven't spread it all over the kitchen. It is probably the easiest thing to do, and everybody forgets to do it. And
absolutely,
that's where a good share of the fires come from.
Yeah. And another thing that is easy to do and things that you remind people of all the time is the simple of changing the batteries in your smoke detectors and your carbon monoxide detectors. But sometimes people forget about that until they hear the little chirp of low battery.
That's why they have the chirp. And best thing to do is do it twice a year. Do it when the time changes. That's the easiest way to do it. And a lot of the time, the time change ads will promote changing your smoke detectors too. And some of the smoke detectors are now 10-year. And they have a battery in them, and you don't have to change them.
Yeah.
However, 10 years, you need to change out that smoke detector. And don't forget to do it, as well as the carbon monoxide detector. So yeah, it's a 10-year rule on both devices. They do have a tendency to get old. They get dirty inside, dusty, dirty. And, of course, they're electronics. They will wear out.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then there's other parts of your house of things that you should be thinking about too, as far as fire prevention, whether it's, you know, not having curtains too close to the lamp or just other fire hazard type areas and blocking of, you know, exits and things like that. That's other things you should be thinking about too, right?
Yeah. One thing that's come up over the years, and it was a big cause of fires a number of years ago, was the halogen lights, these wonderful lights that light up the whole room. Get rid of them. They're not safe. They get dusty and dirty and cause problems. They stopped selling them pretty much. Replace them with an LED. We did that a number of years ago. And with the new LED lights, they're cool. They don't catch fire. Mm-hmm. And it saves electricity, too. So, yeah. Also, another thing to always remember, practice with your kids and practice getting out.
Yep.
Practice with a meeting place. Best place that we found at most places is to meet at the mailbox. Everybody has a mailbox, mostly out front. If you don't have one, pick a tree. Make sure the mailbox is on the same side of the street as your house. Do not have kids running across the street to a mailbox. Pick a tree or pick a fence, a gate away from the house, at least 50 feet if you can. Then you all know everybody's out. And you can tell the firefighters, do not go back into the fire. We lost a gentleman a number five, 6 years ago, went back in to get his dog. We found him about a foot from the door.
Wow.
And his dog perished also. So. Wow. And it was a rescue dog. It wasn't even his own dog. Wow. I mean, it was sad. So
be careful. Where's a great place to find information? I know you have many, many tips and tricks and things that you should be knowing about when it comes to Fire Prevention Month.
I've got a wonderful website. It's MI, as in Michigan, MI-BCFA, Berrien County Firefighters Association.org. On there is a link in the lower left-hand corner that links you to all kinds of fire prevention efforts. And there's also a lot of information about the Berrien County Firefighters Association, including pictures of every fire truck in the county and all kinds of announcements and so forth. Take a look at it. We have information about our fair that we do in August. We didn't do it this year because of the pandemic, but we have a fire education center that we support out at the fair. We're in the process of redoing the front side of it right now, and I'm actually going to work on it on Saturday. But there's pictures of kids at the coloring contests, and we give away smoke detectors and fire extinguishers thanks to Surf Pro, who supports us during that time. So and there are other vendors that support us. I mean, we've raised a lot of money over the years to do this effort. It's strictly a volunteer. It's supported by all the firefighters in the county, which is close to between 500 and 600 firefighters in Berrien County. Yeah. There are 27 fire stations. Tons of stuff out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's throughout this entire month, you have a ton of great places that you can go get a smoke detector or a carbon monoxide detector available at the fire stations and police agencies listed at our website, WSJM.com, and all Midwest family websites. And you guys have partnered with Surf Pro, but also with Honor Credit Union. And Stacy, what I love about Honor Credit Union is that you're in the community, and one part of Honor Credit Union, you see a need, you fill a need, but also everything that you guys do, there's always somebody that has a personal connection with the things that you do. And you have a personal connection with this. And we'll hear more about that story here in just a few minutes. But do want to direct you to our website, WSJM.com, to learn more about everything going on with National Fire Prevention Month, along with our friends at SERPRO of Berrien County, Spectrum Health Lakeland, Honor Credit Union, as well as all of our Midwest family stations. The smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are available at local fire stations and police agencies. You can find the entire list by going to WSJM.com or any of our Midwest family stations. For more information, you can also call ServPro at 269-925-6841. And other fire prevention resources are available at mi-bcfa.org.
Got something to say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com. Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
I'm Johnny Reinhart, and Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you, and we have been talking about National Fire Prevention Month, which is the entire month of October, and we are teaming up with a lot of great people, including ServPro of Berrien County, Spectrum Health Lakeland, Honor Credit Union, and also all of our Midwest family stations to help people get smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. And they're available at fire stations and police agencies, listed at all of our Midwest family websites. WSJM.com is where you can find ours. And we've been talking today with Bob Rogers of ServPro in Berrien County, Jerry Cableman from the Berrien County Firefighters Association, and Stacy Martin from Honor Credit Union. And before we went to break, Stacy, we were talking about not only how Honor Credit Union loves to support great causes in the community like this, but there's also personal connection, and you have one. And tell me a little bit, first off, why Honor Credit Union decided to jump on board with this, but also that personal connection that you have.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, at Honor, like you said, Johnny, you know, we live by the mantra of giving back to the communities that we serve. And so, you know, we're just really proud to be a part of this give back program, because what better way to give back to the communities than to participate in this educational month about fire prevention and carbon monoxide safety measures, and really giving back to people in a way that could literally save lives. So such a tremendous impact. So we're very appreciative to be able to be part of it. And like you said, you know, it's great to be part of an organization that does that, but it takes on an even more personal note. And so it's something that we really wanted to be part of. And back in 2017, it was summertime, and I had just moved into a brand new house with my three little ones. And it was early morning, probably 6 a.m. And my middle daughter came into my bedroom, and she was kind of complaining of a stomach ache. You know, as all moms out there, they know that, right? The kids come in, it's early in the morning, you just kind of want them to go back to bed, but poor little thing is, so I think she's sick, right? So I take her into the bathroom, and right when I do that, I hear my baby, who's in another room, making these guttural, just strange noises. And I think to myself, what are the odds that both girls are sick at the same time?
Yeah.
So I leave my middle daughter, I walk back towards my baby's room, and I can't get there. It feels like I'm just walking through molasses. It's maybe 15 steps. It feels like it takes me forever. And in that moment in my head, I just thought, something's wrong. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong. You got to get these kids out of here. So by the time I made it to her room, she was 3 at the time, mm-hmm. She was unconscious. Wow. So I picked her up, put her over my shoulder, went back to get my daughter. By the time I made it back again, 15 more steps to my daughter, she was unconscious on the bathroom floor. Wow. So luckily I had the ability to get her over my shoulder. And I still had my son in the house, who is the oldest. So his room was the farthest away. So I was able to kind of take both of them, walk to his room, yell at him to get up. He was obviously, you know, just incredibly scared at the time. He was 8 years old, but he was able to get up. And so he got out of bed, and I had the wherewithal to grab my phone in the chaos of it all. And I was carrying one baby and dragging my daughter down my stairs. Wow. Was able to get out of the house, got them to the driveway in the fresh air, and called the ambulance at that time. And both girls were still unconscious at the time. With the fresh air, you know, my middle one started to kind of come to before the ambulance got there. And, you know, right as the ambulance turned the corner, my baby looked up and said, "Mama." And that was just such a relief. But she went right back to sleep. So got all the kids in the ambulance, and it's immediately started administering oxygen to all of us. I was just so impressed by the firefighters and the paramedics who came to take care of us. The firefighters knew exactly what to do. They had all their protective gear. They were going in the house. It was early, and everyone was in their jammies, and so they went in and got shoes for the kids and everything we needed, and glasses for the blind mom. And we went to the hospital. And luckily enough, we made it out alive. Yeah. And my baby girl came too. They administered oxygen. I had the highest levels because my bedroom was, was right above the garage.
Sure.
And that's where it was coming from. So luckily, we just had to undergo blood tests until the levels were down, and oxygen was really the best treatment. That's not always the outcome. No. through the grace of God, we were able to be alerted to that, and we were able to get out. Honestly, just in the nick of time, the firefighters told us that the levels in my room were about 710. If it were up in any higher, probably we wouldn't have walked out of there. So, we were just incredibly lucky to only have to spend one day and just have some headaches, but I was able to bring my babies back home. And so from that point on, we've kind of been on a crusade of making sure everybody, that we know and love has a carbon monoxide detector. It was a new house. I just assumed that we had one, and we didn't. And so it's just so incredibly important, that you have a detector. They're $30 on Amazon, if you don't have one, but now thanks to this incredible program, this give back program, even, if you don't have one and can't afford one, there's a way that we can get you one. And so, I'm just really thrilled to be a part of it, because such a simple fix, and could save your family's life. And it's just so important. So I'm so thankful for the education that these gentlemen are putting out there in our communities, and we're just so happy to be part of it.
Absolutely. And with carbon monoxide, that's something that it's not visible. It's an invisible thing. Like you said, you your daughter came to you with stomach aches. You thought it was just a little basic stomach ache, not something that was this dangerous.
No, and you're just so sleepy, Yeah. You just kind of fall asleep. And so when she first came in, my instinct was just, I remember feeling so tired and just thinking, oh, baby, let's go back to bed for a little bit, So if she hadn't woke up, we wouldn't be here today. So it's, if we had a carbon monoxide detector, it would have gone off probably if the level had gone to 30, not 710. And so it's a critical part of your home, wherever you are living. If you don't have one today, go out and get it today. A lot of folks think too that they only have to worry about it, if they have a furnace or if they have, gas in their home. There's so many other ways, that it can happen. It can happen in the middle of summer. It can happen in July. So don't take the risk. Just get a detector and put it in your home, and save your family.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if a story like that does not convince you to really assess all of the things in your house, like the smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors, you need to definitely check these out. And you can learn more at our websites. All of the Midwest Family websites across the board have this information. And Jerry, you said there's some great information. I know, Bob, you've got great information as always at ServPro. So real quick, Jerry, give me that website one more time and then we'll get some more info from Bob as well.
MI is in Michigan, -BCFA, Berrien County Firefighters Association.org.
Wonderful.
And it's got a lot of information. There's probably 50 different links to other websites from there. Got to go there. Mm-hmm. It's there for you. It's free. Yeah. I maintain the website, so I know about it.
Yeah. So you know the ins and outs. If anyone needs help on finding something, just ask Jerry. But Bob, with ServPro, you guys are such a great part, a great organization in our community, helping so many people. And I love that you guys have been doing this for so many years. And where can we find more information about everything that ServPro has to offer and everything that you guys do?
Yeah, we have a great website, which is ServPro of Berrien County. That'll pop right up. We got a good Facebook page, and we put information on there because we're still continuing to attract community-minded companies that, for every $2,500 that gets donated, there's another 130 carbon monoxide alarms that we can get. So we just keep with that.
That's wonderful. And like I said, you can find that full list of all of the different organizations that have these smoke and carbon monoxide detectors available at those fire stations and police agencies and other information there as well. But it's National Fire Prevention Month, all month long. And thank you guys so much for taking some time to chat with me. Jerry, Stacy, and Bob, you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Johnny.
And again, if you'd like to find more information about National Fire Prevention Month, you can check it out at all of our Midwest Family stations. We've teamed up with ServPro Berrien County, Spectrum Health Lakeland, Honor Credit Union, and all Midwest Family stations to make this happen. You can check it out at WSJM.com. Got Something to Say is brought to you by our friends at United Federal Credit Union. We get you.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.